DW. Street noise from the busy Porte de Versailles metro station is but a distant hum atop the roof of Paris Expo Hall No. 6. Among the countless strawberry plants growing out from the holes of grey plastic pillars, the tip of the Eiffel Tower sometimes peeks through. Kalia Gaultier deftly plucks withered leaves from the plants. The gardener harvests ripe red berries, gathering them directly into baskets, without the fruit ever having contacted soil. Gaultier explains how it works.
The cultivation technique we use here grows fruits and vegetables with bare roots, which hang in the columns without any soil and are sprayed with water. We recapture 90% of the water to use again.
Every 20 minutes, nutrient-rich mist is circulated through the plastic columns. It's a sophisticated procedure that has little to do with the romance of a juicy strawberry from a country field. The technique is called vertical aeroponics, and it uses both space and water extremely efficiently. The plants thrive, since naked roots allow more oxygen for faster growth. Adjacent to the plastic pillars with the strawberries are rows of tightly packed tomato plants. A bit further on, countless aubergines grow in specially developed greenhouses. The vegetable farm on the roof of the exhibition hall in downtown Paris is a high-tech experiment of the Parisian startup Agripolis.
Agripolis, en revanche, lui, son job, c'est...
The task of Agripolis is to develop specifications to allow urban farming on every possible rooftop.
C'est compatible avec une agriculture urbaine.
That's Agripolis spokesperson Sophie Hardy. For the plantation on the Paris Trade Fair roof, Agripolis has joined forces with Culture en Ville, another startup, to help manage and market the city farms. Once fully up and running, the rooftop plantation at 1.4 hectares will be among the largest city farms in the world. But the project can hardly be financed by the sale of fruit and vegetables alone. Hardy again.
We have selected a mixed model that combines vegetable growing, events and public use. To be honest, if we didn't have that, all this would barely work.
The project also boasts an on-site restaurant, supplied by the rooftop farm, of course. Despite that, the core concept remains large-scale urban farming. During harvesting season, the project intends to deliver an entire ton of seasonal fruits and vegetables daily to restaurants and supermarkets in the immediate vicinity. The farm is organic, preventing pesticides from being released into the environment while acting as a haven for bees and other insects. And since local production reduces food miles, or the distance food travels from the farm to the plate, this cuts carbon emissions and urban air pollution. Residents may also rent small raised garden beds in a separate zone. Alice Debec and her father signed up the very first week.
I thought it was a great idea to have a small vegetable garden in the middle of Paris. We only have to cross the street to harvest our own fruit, vegetables and herbs. It's really ideal, especially for Paris. It's just perfect.
With an annual rent of around 320 euros, or about $375 per square meter, such inner-city gardening is not exactly cheap. But we are, after all, in Paris, says Hardy.
Frankly, we didn't have a problem finding tenants. We're in Paris, where the price per square meter is very high.
Irrigation systems and professional guidance are included. And unlike the fruits and veggies at the large plantation next door, plants in these raised beds can even root in real Parisian soil. DW.